Let's go.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My dingling.
TV Talk with Steve Moog.
Oh, I've been dreading this. I lasted 4 minutes and 30 seconds of Love Island, Lou. As soon as this lady said this, I'm like, I'm out.
I'll definitely go for the guy that I want. Even if there's someone else interested in him, I'm going to take him. I'm not going to settle for less just because of someone else's feelings.
That's right.
I'm not usually single for that long, so I'm sure that I won't have any trouble finding anyone.
Oh, she's a delight, isn't she?
Well, they all were. And to talk us through what was an amazing first episode of Love Island, Steve Moog, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And guys, the fashion plate that I am, I can report that Love Island Australia allows us to know that Underboob is back.
Oh, yes. Well, the girl in the yellow bikini had a lot of that going on. But you know what else? I believe the show should come with a warning of bottoms. So many bums in faces. Like, seriously, I've never seen so much bum on TV in my life. Have you seen that many buttocks, like, thrust in your face?
The day my butt went psycho.
Oh.
The thing I do not understand, though, is when did, like, bikini bottoms, like, start... when did it become fashionable to stick them up your bum?
Well, apparently
so
now... Apparently having your... they're called cheekies, by the way. Apparently having your swimmers hoiked right up your bum is the way to go these days. And seriously, I mean, look...
For dudes as well or just the ladies?
No, just the ladies, unless they're surf lifesavers and then they pull them right up their bum. But can I say, I mean, they had great bottoms. There's no doubt about that. But do we have to... do they need to be in our face? I felt like it was a little bit of a shock to my system, so much buttock on TV.
These young people these days, Lou, I mean...
seriously, they've just got their butt out, basically. It's all about the bum.
Well, without sort of getting into too fine a detail at this early hour, my understanding is that's actually part of the mating ritual.
That's right.
Well, their bums weren't red.
As a lover of Sir Mix-a-Lot, you...
I like big butts and I cannot lie. I mean,
you know that there's a lot of people
I didn't realise that we'd suddenly become Brazil, basically.
Well, in a certain sector we have. Moog, it's the worst TV show in the world ever. Discuss.
5 nights a week for the next 6 weeks or nine. I mean, it's
I love Sophie Monk, though. I love her because you can just, she's just having a lend through the whole thing, which I really like. But
and it's red hot out of Fiji. Like, they filmed that opener, like, on Saturday.
Did they really?
Really?
When it was raining.
Yeah. Super fresh.
Sucked in.
Do you know what makes it worse as well? That you know, they're bringing Big Brother back.
Are they?
Yes.
How does that make it worse, Matt?
Just I thought, you know, maybe we'd have more intelligent stuff on telly now, Moog, but it's all going back to things like Big Brother and buttocks in faces.
Big boobs and big bums and it's just all about that.
It sounds like someone's feeling a little bit threatened that someone might lose his job to someone new who comes off.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Radio announcers.
That rings true for both of us.
Around Australia are concerned right now. Shut
Everybody's
up,
just a little bit nervous, Moog.
Looking at the TV Black Box exclusive, pointed out that not only is Big Brother back, but casting is now open. And that you should all expect to hear it's coming to Seven in 2020.
All right.
Wow.
Your new breakfast announcers are going to be on telly from 2020.
Yeah.
All right, Steve Moog, we're out of time. TVblackbox.com.au. Thanks, mate.
Goodness, the kids these days.
Exactly. Narcissists. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.